This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Patricia Smith is a critically acclaimed poet. She's a four-time individual champion of the National Poetry Slam, the most successful poet in the competition's history. Her most recent poetry collection is Incendiary Art, winner of the 2018 Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, the 2018 NAACP Image Award, and the Los Angeles Times Book Prize, and a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Smith is also the author of Africans in America, a companion book to the award-winning PBS series. She'll be one of the featured poets at the 2021 Kalamazoo Poetry Festival on April 17th. Patricia, you have 8 books of poetry. You've been a finalist for the 2018 Pulitzer Prize. And you know, when I look at your bio, you have too many awards for me to list without taking up the whole show. But you've also been through your share of quote-unquote wreckage, which is the theme of the Kalamazoo Poetry Festival, From the Wreckage. So I wondered if you could talk about what inspiration you'll bring to the festival in terms of how we rise from wreckage to shine again.
Yeah, I got introduced to poetry by getting up on stage and doing it. So it was always so immediate. It was often responding to things that were happening at the time. It was more of a creative conversation with the audience than it was that I was in some position of authority because I was a poet. As I got better, you know, when people start writing poetry, it's always, I think, I believe, I need, I see, you know, you're trying to see where you are rooted. And then as time goes on, you start to comment on the larger world, and then you come back to yourself, but it's with another level of understanding. And so my last book, Incendiary Art, which everyone told me beforehand was a little bit too, it was too rough, and there weren't any moments of light in it. You know, and I think that we're allowing ourselves too many moments of light. I think that I wanted to write a book that did not allow people to turn away from it. There were a lot of names in the book that people didn't recognize. For instance, if I say Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown, you recognize those names. But I wanted people to know that these types of things were happening in the African-American community like a drumbeat.
Yeah.
You know, and that because there's no video or some other circumstance that brings it to everyone's attention, that doesn't mean that it's not there. You know, and so I think in order to kind of stand, we have to confront.
Yeah.
You know, we have to confront. We have to know the things are happening. We have to acknowledge that very little has been done to keep them from happening. And then figure out, well, how do we feel about ourselves in this situation? I was discussing with somebody last night, I think, after a reading I did online about accountability for everyone. You know, it's not just a black-white thing. It's not just a power and poor thing. It's like everyone has a role to play. And until we can write and read about what accountability means, that we're not going to go forward in any way, shape, or form. So I think now, instead of saying, oh, well, I've got enough poems to make a book now, there's a lot of responsibility that goes along with that. There's a lot of, you know, what am I going to say? The fact that more and more people, you know, the awards and things that you mentioned just really means to me that I have a little bit bigger platform.
Yeah.
And that more people are paying attention to it. And so it's not just I can just say, you know, time to sit down and think of poetry as a recreational activity, because it stopped being that a long time ago. And since we just passed we haven't passed it, but we just realized that in a lot of ways, you know, in our politics and stuff, the truth was in such a short supply that people have started doing what people in Europe have been doing for a long time. It's paying more attention to what poets have to say. It's like you go to the news for the news, and you go to the poets for the truth.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
I'm fascinated with your saying that we turn to the light a little too often, and sometimes we have to focus on the dark and our shadow side.
Yeah, you have to stay in it sometimes. You know, the idea that someone would say this book has too much bad news in it, you know, or when I wrote Blood Dazzler about Hurricane Katrina and took it to a couple of publishers who said that they didn't think it was marketable because it was a bad news book, or that by the time the book came out, we would be so far in time beyond Katrina that people wouldn't feel the same way about it. And to think, I mean, it wasn't a regional event, you know, it was a human event. So to think that we would reach a time when people would forget it, or that people would say, I can't read about it because there's no light there, where there was no light in the event at all.
Yeah.
You know, and true to form, I now encounter, you know, some of my students who say, you know, I have to remind them about things that were really, really major in my life. Jonestown, they had no idea what that is. I have to remember that some of them were really young when Katrina happened. And since it's not something being taught in schools, you have to kind of take them back and put them in the moment so they could see part of the way you're living the day and the way you receive information has to do a lot with this event.
Yeah.
You know, and how that happened. So I find myself doing a lot of kind of that, pulling it back and using poets to sort of help my students get the feel of an event, to kind of pick them up and plop them down inside of it instead of teaching it to them as something distant for them to witness.
And when you talk about that most recent book, Incendiary Art, there's a series of poems in there called Emmett Till, Choose Your Own Adventure. And I wonder, you know, when you talk to your students, do they know who Emmett Till is? And that happened the year you were born, wasn't it? It kind of started your journey in a way.
One of the things that I did, and I did have an experience with this with my students, but one of the things I did tell them was it was a teaching tactic for our parents, you know, and how difficult it was to be raised that way. I mean, a lot of them had torn the picture out of Jet magazine of Emmett in his open casket and had it in the house, you know, pinned up on something or folded up in their wallets. And whenever, you know, we'd get home too late or talk back or something, they would show us that picture and say, this is what could happen to you if you don't know your place. So I had my students were just working on writing ekphrastic poetry. We were writing the visuals, and I showed them a series of photos. And one of the photos I showed them was not the open casket photo. It was right after Emmett's body had been prepared for the funeral, and his mother and uncle were in a back room looking at the body before it was in the casket. When I put the picture on the screen, there were all kinds of guesses as to what it was, and they couldn't figure it out, you know. And so it reminded me, you know, 65 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and they're very, if parents don't make it a priority to say, here are some things in your history that you really need to know about, they just pass by.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with poet Patricia Smith. She'll be one of the featured poets at the 2021 Kalamazoo Poetry Festival at 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 17th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.